दोस्तों, हाल ही में भारत के चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर श्री ओपी रावत एक प्रतिनिधि मंडल के साथ अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिषद में हिस्सा लेने के लिए ऑस्ट्रेलिया आए हुए हैं। अपनी सिडनी की यात्रा के दरमियान उन्होंने भारतीय पासपोर्ट धारकों से राष्ट्रीय मतदाता सेवा पोर्टल NVSP से जुड़े प्रश्नों और भविष्य में क्या भारतीय विदेश में बसने वाले मतदान कर सकेंगे या नहीं, इस संदर्भ में बातचीत की। SBS हिंदी के साथ की गई विशेष बातचीत में उन्होंने कहा कि सरकार ये प्रयत्न में है कि राष्ट्रीय मतदाता सेवा पोर्टल के द्वारा विदेश में बसने वाले हर एक भारतीय मतदाता को जोड़ा जा सके।
गवर्नमेंट इज ऑल्सो थिंकिंग टू समहाउ ब्रिंग देम ऑन बोर्ड इन इलेक्शन अरेना। यू माइट बी नोइंग दैट अर्लियर NRIs could not even register as voter. So in 2010, this amendment was brought about in Representation of the People Act that for NRIs, this condition will not be applicable and they can register in a constituency to which the address on the back page of their passport is indicating. And Commission has also brought about a lot of facilitation in registration. There is a portal called National Voter Service Portal. In fact, for international people, there is this VoiceNet. So all those things are there. You don't have to fill any forms or go anywhere. Just go to this portal and fill in the necessary details and you can get yourself registered as voter.
Shri Rawat ne ye bhi kaha ki Bharat Sarkar ka ahem prayatna ye hai ki bhavishya mein videshi nagrik matdan kar sakega. लेकिन ये मतदान कैसे होगा, इसके बारे में बताते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि
वी हैव ऑलरेडी डन वन वे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक ट्रांसमिशन ऑफ पोस्टल बैलेट टू ऑल द सर्विस वोटर्स, दैट इज आर्म्ड फोर्सेस पर्सनल, सेंट्रल आर्म्ड पुलिस फोर्स पर्सनल एज वेल एज आवर पीपल सर्विंग इन द मिशंस। सो व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन द कैंडिडेट्स लिस्ट इज फाइनलाइज्ड on the last day of withdrawal, immediately the ballot paper is transmitted through electronic mail to all these voters. So one way journey is instantaneous. You get your ballot immediately as soon as the ballot is finalized. Now you have to just take a printout of that, cast your vote and put that in the prescribed envelope and post it anywhere. It will go with a speed post, come to the returning officer, and it will be counted. So that is already done for service voters. And I think in future, you can always look forward that since one-way electronic journey is possible, why not the return journey? And once that is made possible, then voting from anywhere in the world becomes very simple, very easy. From the comforts of your house or your office or even your club, just do it.
Shri O.P. Rawat ne ye bhi kaha ki jab tak ye seva lagu nahi ho sakti, tab tak anya vikalp ke bare mein bhi sarkar soch rahi hai, jiske mutabik कोई भी विदेश में बसने वाला भारतीय पासपोर्ट धारक अपने प्रॉक्सी को, यानी कि अपने बदले किसी भी व्यक्ति को प्रतिनिधि के तौर पर मतदान करने के लिए नियुक्त कर सकता है।
वोटिंग थ्रू ए प्रॉक्सी वोटर, दिस वाज रिसेंटली अप्रूव्ड बाय द यूनियन कैबिनेट दैट ऑल दोज नॉन रेजिडेंट इंडियंस हु आर रजिस्टर्ड एज वोटर्स, दे कैन अपॉइंट somebody who is an elector there to take his or her identity, that is electronic photo ID card, and vote on behalf of you if you have registered it in the time limit prescribed. However, after the cabinet decision, this would need an amendment in the law. So that process may take some more time. Once that is in place, you can utilize this facility, and I think this is just one step forward इन फैसिलिटेटिंग योर वोटिंग मच मोर।
आजकल जब ईवीएम को लेकर बहुत ही प्रश्न उठ रहे हैं, कुछ चिंताएं जताई जा रही हैं और वापस से मतदान पत्र के द्वारा मतदान करने की मांग की गई है, इस विषय में जब उनसे टिप्पणी मांगी तो उन्होंने कहा कि
We have put up a very comprehensive electronic voting machine status paper on our website dci.nic.in. If you go there, you will find answers to all the questions relating to electronic voting machine. Why Germany is not using? Why Netherlands is not using? All those questions are answered squarely and comprehensively in that paper. Why are we not using? There is absolutely no comparison between those democracies and us. Their number of voters, if you see 875 million voters, all North America and Europe put together will not account for that. Constituencies are very small. Counting of ballot papers is very easy. Even printing of ballot papers and all those things are very simple, very easy, not much of difficulty. Here, one assembly constituency may have 3 to 4 lakh of voters, 300,000. Counting those ballots takes so much of time. That is one aspect. The other aspect is all these countries have high levels of literacy. They can ensure that nothing untoward happens on the polling station. And many countries do not deploy government officials for polling duty. They deploy volunteers and even they conduct their job faithfully.